TalkLine is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during TalkLine may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Express yourself.
Good Friday morning to everyone. You're listening to KYUK's Talk Line here in Bethel. And Grady and I are hosting this morning. This is Nikolai Joke. So we're going to do this like we did last week. It's always difficult to be working remotely and be able to navigate this. So Grady, whenever we have a caller, feel free to chime in.
Like right now. Like right now. Good, John, good. Nick, right already on the line right off the bat. John, good. Nick from Bethel.
Hi, how are you doing? Am I on there?
Yes, you're on the air, John.
Hi, everyone. Good morning, everyone. This Friday, rainy day. But it's good for the bears, hard for the humans. I'd like to respond to last week's call from Jalista about the stimulus package. They were saying to get my facts straight. Well, I want them to know my facts were true. I heard this under national news, on NBC News, and I related to the Alaska news saying that our stimulus package came and that it was for Jalista, for the shareholders to be dispersed of. Now, they say that my opinion wasn't really true. Well, it was factual. If you want, you can listen to the news. That's where my facts came in. I don't say anything deceptive on my part when I'm talking about Jalista, because I had past relations where they wanted to retaliate against me for saying things that were true, and yet going to them, they were untrue, and then they wanted to go to court or something. I said, you're welcome. Let's go to court. I have everything I conversed with about Jalista during the shady past. I wrote everything down, every conversation I had. That's how much I covered myself, just to be sure, because I never know what these people are thinking about. You know, they're so self-centered and selfish, and that's how they are. This corporation has had things done in the past that need to be questioned upon, like the salary increases of all the leaders and all that they got away with all that money. Anyway, every time it comes to money, it seemed like every time Jalista is not disclosing it right away, they hold on. And that's where they lose their trustworthy of us shareholders. You don't disclose it. You have to disclose any information right away. Let us shareholders trust you instead of being deceptive and holding it under executive order or some sort of factual, you know, things that they find factual. And if they want to consider my factual, you go back to NBC and the local news here, and then you figure that out. I'm glad I call about this, because I'm not afraid of this corporation. It's too much shady dealings in the past. I don't understand other shareholders. Am I the only one concerned? I wait for other shareholders to call. Yet I act like a spokesperson for them, because I want them to have the courage to call also. We all have the right to an opinion. Please, if this bothers you, call. Don't just sit there and contemplate. If you want action done, you need to talk. Don't be afraid of your own shadow. It ain't going to hurt you. Nobody's going to hurt you. Just make sure it's factual and not made up. Okay, that's my viewpoint. And I want to say, everyone, please wear your rain gear, wear your life jackets, and when you go out boating, if it's possible, you're going berry picking, have two boats handy in case one breaks down. And also, bring your trash home. Please, you know, leave the environment pristine as it is. So maybe next time you'll see more berries also. Everyone, please have a safe weekend, wear your life jackets, don't drink and drive, and I want to thank you both for letting my view, opinion here. Well, yeah.
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome,
John.
Bye.
Have a good weekend. And the numbers to call here on the talk line are 907-543-5985, 907-543-2756, or toll-free at 1-800-995-8954. And you could also email radio@kyuk.org. And if you wanted to be anonymous, just let us know, and Grady will be happy to read that over the radio for you. Grady, any more callers?
Yeah, you can even call in anonymously, but not Sarah. Sarah called in from Bethel, and she's next.
Oh, good, good. Good morning, Sarah.
Hi, good morning. I'd just like to say, for the fish bin, please, not only one person, just take all the fish. Can you please save it for others that want to come and get fish? I watched this one person constantly taking all the fish, and it would be nice if she would just let other people come down and grab fish. They need it too, not only just one. So that's what I wanted to say.
All right,
hello.
Sarah. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good day. And it's really nice that the organization does that with the free fish down at the river. So, yeah, please be mindful of, like Sarah said, be mindful of other people who are in need. And, Grady, do we have any more callers?
Not currently, but the lines are open, 543-5985, 543-2756, or toll-free 1-800-995-8954.
Hey, thanks. And I was listening to the announcements before the show came on, and one of them was talking about the COVID-19 grants. So if you go online to tundrapeace.org, which is TWC's website, Bethel COVID-19 grants for individual and household assistance, there's an application on there and information. There's one that you could fill out online, and then there's another one that you can click on and download and print. And it helps with the different bills that pile up. And during a time like this where not everyone is able to go to work and might run into financial hardship, this is a really good tool to use. This is money that was passed on to DWC through the City of Bethel through the CARES Act. So keep that in mind for those of you here in Bethel that are listening. Grady, any callers yet?
Not currently, but, you know, I'd love to hear from callers who might be already navigating the CARES Act funding. I know every single business in Bethel probably qualifies for some form of CARES Act funding. I'm curious who's already pursued that and what kind of details they might share with the other business owners in Bethel, because everyone's navigating this together, nonprofits as well, and individuals who might have some experience with the stimulus stuff. I'm curious about the whole gamut. Callers, call in 543-5985, 543-2756, or 1-800-995-8954. Of course, I'm also watching those emails at radio@kyuk.org.
Yeah, I took a look at the application process for this COVID grant, and it's pretty straightforward. It doesn't ask for a lot of information. It's not something that is it's scary, you know. It's easy to fill out, easy to understand, and you just have to be sure to provide copies of your bills. So, like, with cell phone and internet and water and sewer and things like that. So it's really nice that TWC stepped up and to manage this fund. And I was at the meetings initially a few months ago. I think it was towards the end of June when they were talking about what the City of Bethel wanted to do with the CARES Act money. And there was a good showing of different organizations, different people that expressed different concerns. And it was really nice to have, to have Bethel step up and, ask for information from the public on how to spend this money. So yeah, feel free to look at it. That website again is tundrapeace.org.
I tell you, another thing that's coming into my radar lately has been the impact of COVID-19 on my personal life. I'll tell you, I know more people with parents or loved ones or even indeed friends of mine who've come down and contracted COVID-19 and are struggling across the nation. Callers, call in and share your experience.
Yeah, thank you for that. And the, another thing that I've been kind of monitoring and wondering about was the school systems. Because we are coming up on the start of school here in LKSD. It's going to be on the 24th of August. And they have a smart start plan where it's like green, yellow, and red. And it looks like they're going to be starting on the yellow, which is kind of a medium risk type of situation.
We have we have a caller, Susan, from Bethel now.
Good. Hello, Susan.
Hi, good morning. Yeah, I'm really worried about the kids in the school, and I know the kids, statistically, they don't get that sick from it, and they're less likely to pass it, but there's some that do get really sick, and even though that's a least risk age group, it's still a scary thing, and I feel bad. I feel scared for the parents and the kids and all that, but I know the school's trying what they can, and I think they put a word out, too, for people to make and donate masks over there for the kids. So, anyway, what I'm calling about is every Friday we do the giveaway of the produce and the dairy, and it's thanks to a farmer relief grant that AC Store Headquarters wrote, because they're also sending boxes to the villages. Anyway, we still have the giveaway. I know it's a little bit rainy out there, but it's still happening, and it starts at 4. If there's a line there, the line's going to just stay there, so sometimes you start a little earlier because it's the same people are going to stay in line that are in line to begin with. So I know there was controversy about starting early, but it's going to be if the people are already in line, they're already in line. You know what I mean? So it's not like they're going to all go home and leave and then come back. So, but, and a lot of people, like, they go, well, I got plenty of food this week, so I'll hold off and wait a week or two. And that's good, too, because that gives other people a chance to get a box. And last week, we had a one-time donation fund that went over to Myers Farm, and they brought over 50 boxes. And it's coordinated, you know, the coordination is done a lot through the BCS Foundation, so if anyone would like to do that, just talk to the foundation to donate for, to get. But this week, in comparison to last week, we are getting several more boxes. It seems like every other week a bigger shipment comes in, so we do have lots to give out this time. And I know it's a little bit rainy out there, but these are big boxes. They're full of really good, healthy, fresh, wholesome food. And you can share it with your neighbors, or if you've got a vet or someone a neighbor that's going through tough times, or a single mom, you know, you can grab a box for them too. The produce and the dairy boxes are pretty good too. They have milk and cheese and butter, and it's Tillamook cheese, which is really, you know, it's not cheap stuff. This is good food. And it's not, we don't ask income questions. We just ask household size. And the reason we do that is the potential and possibility for future grant writing for similar things like this. And this will be every Friday throughout the month of August. And again, if it's rainy, just wait in your car and jump out when we start giving them out. It goes fast. And I really appreciate the volunteers that help with this. And I appreciate the people that look out for other people and get boxes if they know someone else could use the food.
Hey, thank you, Susan. And I saw you at the meeting that I was talking about just a minute ago.
Uh-huh.
When Bethel was asking about how to spend the CARES Act money. And, you know, I've seen you at a couple of other public meetings, and I do appreciate the input that you have and the involvement that you have in this community.
This came out through a grant that AC wrote out in the headquarters down on the West Coast. And
nice.
Another thing I've been studying is I went up to the airport when the plane comes in. We have one passenger plane a day, and they can get free testing out there. And I went to observe that because I'm trying to figure out. I know the city's doing a thing with gift cards, and they're doing that on weekends and trying to figure out how to do that more regular. But I went up there, I think it was Thursday, just to see who all was volunteer, you know, without being nosy or too much. I asked some questions to some of the workers and some passengers, but about half of them got tested, half of them volunteered. Now, there was a group that was coming in for a flying fishing adventure or something like that, and they already, you know, Anchorage, well, Alaska has a requirement now that you bring a negative result in. So they already got tested before landing in Anchorage, and they were coming then to Bethel and then to the whatever fishing tour thing was. So I can see where they might say, well, I'm negative, I'm okay. And maybe that's true, but I know that little cruise ship down in the southeast that got canceled, it was halfway through a cruise, and somebody turned out positive on that little boat. That person had a negative thing coming into the state of Alaska, and when that person landed in Juneau, they just said, well, I'll go ahead and get tested again. And that's the test that came back positive. So sometime between that person getting on a plane to come to Alaska, maybe got exposed. So there's just not enough stuff we know about this virus that people, just everybody flying in here, should still get tested, because that's how it's coming here. And that's what's exposing the rest of us. I love that commercial that ONC does with that sweet lady. How can you say no to her telling people, please get tested? You know,
yeah, they did a good job with that.
Oh, yeah. How can you say no to that face? She's just
yeah,
full of love.
Smile.
I don't know who that person is, but give her an Oscar, you know? But, all right. Other than that, have a good weekend, everybody, and stay safe, stay strong.
Thank you, Susan. Mm-hmm.
Bye.
All right, Grady, do we have any other callers waiting on the line?
No one's waiting on the line now, but I'll give those numbers out again. 543-5985, 543-2756, and 1-800-995-8954 to get in the door on the talk line. I'm also watching emails at radio@kyuk.org. I'll check those now, Nikolai. Oh, and I'll take this caller. I'll be back in a second.
Oh, good. So the Bethel Community Services Foundation that we talked about a little bit with Susan is in charge of the CARES Act money, and their website is bcsfoundation.org. And the information on their website, they've got a phone number here. It's 543-1812.
Are you talking about BCSF?
Yes, I am.
Whoa, well, guess who's on the call? Kate.
Good.
Kate from BCSF is on the line. Hello, Kate.
Hi. Yeah, right as I... Right as I called, I heard our website being spelled out. So I'm calling about the Bethel Business Recovery Grant. And most importantly, because the deadline for that is coming up on Monday. So I'll talk a little bit about that and encourage any businesses that haven't looked into it to really give it some thought, because this is an opportunity for any businesses that have been financially impacted by the pandemic to apply for financial assistance. It's a non-competitive grant, so any business with a Bethel business license that is eligible and can speak to how they've been impacted are likely to receive a grant. And the grant is funded by the CARES Act money that the city of Bethel received. So the city partnered with BCSF the program to distribute $1 million of it to help local businesses recover and adapt for the future. And so far, I've heard a lot of businesses downplaying or being humble about how they've been impacted, so they don't want to apply. But you don't have to be going out of business to apply. Lots of businesses have been impacted, whether like having to shut down completely or just having to pay for more sanitation supplies or putting extra safety measures into place. But also you should look forward to the future months of the pandemic and think about how your business will have to adapt. So it's a quick application, 20, 30 minutes to complete. So I highly encourage local businesses to look into it before the deadline, which is Monday, August 10th at 5 p.m. And to learn more about the grant program or just to talk it out with someone, business owners can call me, Kate, at BCSF at 543-1812, or you can email covidbusiness@bcsfoundation.org.
Thank you so much, Kate. And I was just looking through the annual report that you guys put out for 2019 and looking at the list of grants that you guys helped both Bethel and the larger YK Delta. And on your website, you know, there's different resources, different kinds of applications. And I see that you guys do a lot of work for the surrounding communities as well.
Yeah, yes, we do. We have a lot of different funds that serve different communities and nonprofits in the region. So if Bethel folks are not familiar with our foundation and what we do, definitely check out our website, see if there's any initiatives or programs that you're interested in getting involved with.
Yeah, thanks so much for calling in, Kate.
Yeah, thank you. I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend.
You too, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.
We have another caller, Renee from Bethel. Renee, you're on Talk Line.
Oh, good.
Hi.
Good morning,
how are
Renee.
You guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm good today on this rainy, rainy day. It's pouring out there. So I want to call and mention again that about the census, it's really important that every single household in this town gets counted so that the federal monies that come into AVCP, BNC, ONC, that's how all of their money is figured out, is what the census says, and that'll be for the next 10 years. Very important that everybody gets counted. Don't let them cheat us out of the money that Alaska and the Bethel region deserve. So do your census papers. And if you need help, I'll be happy to help you fill it out. Just call me and we can go over it online if you need to. Social distancing, of course. The next thing I want to mention is that the Kuskokwim Art Guild's gift shop in the Cultural Center is open by appointment. And Eleanor is there to answer the phone from 12 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday. There's a message phone there, so you can leave a message if you miss her. And that number is 543-4585. We are limiting it to one person, maybe two if they're in a family group. Masks on, all the protocols that the university has. You have to sign in. You have to do sanitizer, all those safety things. So if you're looking for something special, the gift shop's there, and we help support 40 to 50 local regional artists. So if you buy from us locally, that money goes right back to them. So it's a good economic stimulus for our region as well. And then the Bethel Council on the Arts is working really hard to figure out how to have a concert this summer using social distancing. And we're looking for some artists. So if you're interested in performing, and that means dance, storytelling, it's kind of like a mini Just Desserts. You should give Carrie Steele a call, and I apologize. I don't have Carrie's number in front of me. I know she's on Facebook. Or you can call me, and I'll pass it on to her. If you're interested in performing, just let us know. We're going to try to do it someplace in cars. People can drive in their cars. That will keep them kind of isolated from other people, so there's no contact. We're hoping that KYUK will work with us and just like they did for graduation, have the come through the radio so people can tune in that way too. So anyway, my number is 545-4468 if you're interested in performing. Just let me And that's all I got. And Nikolai, I'll talk to you later about T-shirts and sweatshirts from Chamai, which is what we're trying to sell. And,
oh, good.
And you.
Yeah, I was thinking about that this morning as well.
Yeah. So we've got all those Chamai sweatshirts and T-shirts to the public out there, and they will be for sale in the gift shop. And we'll try to have them for sale wherever the Bethel Council on the Arts decides to have or gets allowed to have this outdoor concert towards the end of this month or the first part of September. So call me again. My number is 545-4468 if you have any questions on any of these. And thanks, guys. You're doing a great job.
Hey, Renee.
Yes.
Renee, so the Kuskokwim Art Guild's gift shop is a business in Bethel.
I didn't hear that.
Oh, the Kuskokwim Art Guild's gift shop is a business here in Bethel. Is that business going to apply for some CARES Act funding?
I'm not hearing all your words. I'm so sorry.
Nikolai, are you able to hear me?
Yeah, I'm able to hear you, and I don't know where it's getting lost.
Well, pass my question on to Renee.
So, Renee, the question is the Art Guild, are they applying for
Nikolai,
any money through the CARES Act?
And I could hear Grady.
Oh no!
But here, never. We'll save our questions for another time. Thank you, Renee.
All right, thank you. Bye bye.
Good. Well, the 2020 census is still going on. I saw in the news that they were going to cut it short, but online there's information online. It's 2020census.gov. And they list a bunch of different ways that you could do the census. You could respond online through the phone or by regular mail. So I did the census online earlier this spring, and it's painless. It's pretty simple.
Nikolai, we got a caller, Robert Hoffman, on the line.
Oh, good.
And then we'll be going
to break
after.
Good morning, yeah. Yeah, I got a couple of quick little items that I'm kind of confused on. I just heard that nice lady this morning talking about the airport testing, and I gathered from her it's a voluntary thing. My question and the problem that I'm having is if it's a voluntary thing, I guess you don't really have to get tested if you don't want to. You know, this is a very, very serious, serious issue, COVID-19. It's a scary issue. And, you know, I thought it would be a requirement to get tested, but apparently it's just a voluntary thing. So, therefore, people getting off the plane really don't have to get tested if they don't want to. These are the people that I'm concerned about. They may be carrying the virus with them, and, you know, I don't know what's going on or who's in charge of this COVID-19 testing at the airport. And my question is, why are they testing if it's not everyone getting tested, not just voluntary, you know? I'm kind of, now everybody's going to be scared to be talking to who in Bethel. Don't know if they just got off the plane or they were tested or they didn't want to get tested. That's scary. And the second thing I have is about the school. Just yesterday I went up there and got an application for these kids. And apparently what I'm hearing, correct me, is somebody should correct me, but it's 2 to 3 days a week that they're going to school. You know, a long time ago, and I'll never forget it, the state law said if you're not taught 180 days a year, you're not going to move up a grade if you pass. And that's my question. If they're only taught 2 or 3 days a week, that doesn't make the 180-day quota. And my question is, are they going to be able to move up a grade? Or is somebody just going to turn their eyes and give them another grade? That's what I'm concerned about. The other 2-3 days, homework, I don't know how that's going to work. I'm kind of confused on that. That's all I had. Thank you very much.
Well, Nikolai, are you there? Oh, maybe I've lost Nikolai. Okay, we're going to get away to a break, and I'm going to make sure that I have my hosts and all that stuff in order. You're listening to Talk Line. You can give me a call, 543-5985-543-2756.
Hello? Hi. I am having technical difficulties on my end.
That's fine. I'm just giving the numbers
so
now.
Do you have any other callers?
No, we're good. We're going to go to break. While on break, I can take calls at 543-5985, 543-2756, or 1-800-995-8954, and we'll be back with Talk Line here in a few.
Wear a mask, save a life. Contact your local Indian healthcare provider for more information. Visit healthcare.gov or call 1-800-318-2596. A message from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
Бигахтэлх камти кулаани жүхтүн гантулим укисгаанчарлах жүхтүн гантулим укисгаанхсүгүүд павнатиг тиклэрми бигахтэлхатни November 3 2020 жүхтүн гантулин укисгаанхгүүд мөмэгчэстних павнатигуд бигахтиффалгата мөмэгчэст бигахтивигни уутатигуд укисгаанхлутин бигахтэлхмаанеранни Pikachu Julie Tokloing at 1-866-954-8683 Juchtun Kantulim Ukiskatokong Jali Gena Mumik System with Hanak Nunahani.
AVCP Benefits Division at Ayokun Rilmurnika Yutkan Pinkhtut Ilaksuku Energy Assistance TANF Burial Assistance Amklu Workforce and Benefits Navigator at Talit Yuinakula Pingayuni Tribal Jobs and Turani Kuihpim kuskokfim su awatini na latniki kayut piugmalhapniki kayuguyu matkin. Na sunrivizari ngot nkayaga ulugu AVCP Navigatorak janim skuvni Tribal Job Center ami wasu AVCP Benefits Division nakhwani 543-8650 wasu Unakingunung Khtok Association of Village Council President Samk.
Alaskam Tilik Akhtai CDC Tluwal Khkurit Lumaharan Kinak Patutnik at Tusklugin at Muchtlhit Yut Malchung Awik Kaitnun Lumahat Pilak Tourist at Tulakan Ritait Khosu N95 Arun Ridut Nausluwig Nitali Tulit at Tukkait. CDC damakut attus kainau suvigni chalil rannun chalil suvikaayogil rannun lumakharnik tagam pilla komalrit attus kaitnemmuknik anul rannun khatn piskiut ilaksukuyut malkhut nagitlhkaat unaat tuxturluki prixturluki lu axtuxturaatukput tuguyarraitlu chat ilaksugi ammiigit tuguyarrait knuukhatlu kumaxtarrait Nasun rito vizari ngotin kwani cdc.gov.
Nikolai, we're back.
Okay, good. Welcome back to Talk Line on KYUK. And I'm going to give out the numbers here. 907-543-5985, 907-543-2756, or 1-800-995-8954. And Grady is monitoring our email, radio@kyuk.org. Please call in and join the conversation. And Grady, do we have any callers
yes,
right now?
Yes, two callers in queue. And first in deck is Herman Morgan. Good morning, Herman.
Yeah, good morning. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you.
Okay. Everybody's really scared about the corona and some cities and places are doing things that are But the cure is worse than the disease. And, you know, it's quite as predicted in the Bible, you know, talk about pestilence. But if we believe in God, you know, pestilence will come near our dwelling. But other day on Fox News, Tucker Carlson, he was talking to Ethan Berkowitz, or Mayor Anchorage, how he's shutting everything down and opening the streets in front of his restaurants and so people can eat there, but trying to make everybody else close down. And here's what Tucker Carlson writes, and you guys should think about it. Say, I am sorry, but anyone who thinks that social distancing is a good idea for the next few years actually wants to be microchipped, or thinks that a benevolent dictatorship is for the good of humanity. I don't want to give that point of view any of my energy. I am a free human being, and if you want to stay home, stay home. That's your sovereign right to choose. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. That's your sovereign right to choose. If you want to avoid large crowds, avoid large crowds. That's your right to choose. I am not required to send you to poverty for you. I am not required to abstain from human contact for you. I refuse to participate in quarantine life until there's an unsafe, untested vaccine released in 18 months. I refuse to receive the vaccine to make others feel more safe, because that's my sovereign right to choose. If you're convinced a vaccine is safe and effective, you can get it yourself. Some of you are allowing fear and policies devoid of scientifically accurate data to destroy the country you live in and ruin your life. We have a right, we have a constitutional right to take risks. Life is full of bacteria and viruses, many of which spread before symptoms manifest and after they subside. We have a sovereign right to receive all refused vaccines. The data is inaccurate at best, purposely overblown to justify government overreaction at worst. Stop allowing the government to destroy the food supply, small businesses, medical autonomy, access to health care, mass gatherings, privacy rights, our mental health and freedom. When the new normal is filled with starvation, depression, suicide, child abuse, domestic violence, imprisonment, government spying, and pure desperation, the virus is going to look preferable to the world you helped facilitate. I'm going to turn this around on people from now on. Those who say I'm, or anyone that supports this, putting money over lives by wanting the country back open for business, hear this. You don't care about the people who kill themselves out of hopelessness. You don't care about small businesses that have closed their doors, their livelihood permanently. You don't care about the children, men and women who will be victims of domestic abuse. You don't care about people defaulting on their mortgages. You don't care about bills being unpaid by families with zero income right now. You don't care about people wondering where their next meal will come from. You don't care about people who lose their sobriety and slip back into alcoholism. You don't care about people who will starve. You support invisible looting that will take place. You don't care about anyone who is murdered the longer the shutdown goes on. You don't care about people's mental health. You don't care about the children who do need teachers to educate, to guide and teach them. You don't care about the economy crashing down around us. You don't care. You love your shackles. You're pathetic, begging your leaders for more shutdown and more regulations and more handouts. I will not tolerate another person telling me that I don't care about lives. I care about this situation in its entirety. But you don't care about any of that, so you stay at home. You wear a mask. You live in fear. I, on the other hand, will not. I use my sovereign right to choose not to. And your Tucker Carlson is right. He's a reporter. He sees all this. And I think they're taking it too far. And there's a big thing going on in Anchorage. You got to watch it. People are fed up in Anchorage. They're not going to take it anymore. Okay, I like other people to talk, but don't let this fear destroy your lives. You know, just don't let it destroy your lives. That's all I got to say.
We should go right to Tom from Chulista. Tom?
Good morning, Tom. Hello. How are you doing?
Well, thanks.
Good. Thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I just wanted to call and give a couple updates for the listeners out there. So coming up in a couple weeks is the primary voting, but early and in-person voting is open right now. So early and absentee in-person voting begins 15 days before elections. So the next election is for the primaries. And we contacted the elections office in Juneau, and there are 11 villages in the YK that do have early in-person voting open right now. So if you'd like to vote for the primaries, please go ahead and call your city office to see if they have early in-person voting and where it's located at. So you can do your civic duty and responsibility and vote. The other item I wanted to mention, and I really appreciate Nikolai bringing this up, is the census. It's really easy to do, as you mentioned. When you go online, it takes about 10 minutes to answer 10 questions, and that directly impacts 10 years of funding for the region. One of the census administrators out there, Donna Bach, a shareholder, she noted that because of the undercounting, because not everybody participates in the census, that could result in almost $300 million less funding for Alaska and for rural Alaska. So it's pretty easy to do. 10 minutes, 10 questions, and you're going to impact 10 years of funding. And the last thing I wanted to mention before I sign off is science matters, facts matters, so just follow those guideposts and be safe out there.
All right. Thank you so much, Tom.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Next caller, Ray.
Do we have any other?
Next caller is Ray Bourne. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, Ray.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I'm online also. We're through the call with Gisela Chef, my visitor service manager. I'm going to talk about caribou and moose a little bit, then I'll let her introduce herself and talk about the BIA site. So the Federal Assistance Board has delegated authority for the caribou moose management to the manager for Togiak Refuge. So he has opened up the season. It's open now, August 1st through 11:59 p.m. on September 20th. So that takes effect out here. But it's concurrent with the state of Alaska, Fish and Game. But hunters must obtain an RC-503 permit to hunt for caribou this fall season. The bag limit's one bull, and there's a five-day reporting requirement that they have to report 5 days after they gather their caribou. And there'll be no winter season this year. The caribou herd is significantly down. We want to try and protect that herd as much as possible to ensure that we have future growth in that. Now, additionally, all cow harvests must be avoided to allow this herd growth. For more information, call Kenton Moose at 907-842-1063. So that's kind of the first bit of news. On the moose hunt, the good news is we did get it extended to October 7th, so the moose season will be September 1 to October 7th for the folks throughout this region here to give them more opportunity to get their moose. So that'll be primarily in the upland range of the Kilbuck Mountains. That's what we call our Zone 2 area. So people will have more opportunity for that. With that, I'm going to turn it over to Gisela to introduce herself and talk about the BIA site. Gisela?
Howdy, everyone. My name is Gisela Chapa. I am originally from South Texas. I am the mother of two very curious 6-year-olds, and we are very happy here in Bethel in the short time that we've been here so far. As Ray mentioned, I'm going to be working as the visitor services manager for the Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge, where I hope to be able to be of service to the community and collaborate with the different entities of the community and schools as well. And as Ray mentioned, I'm going to give you guys an update on the BIA site. I'm happy to share that AHNA Global will be conducting a cleanup on the site to demo some existing structures that contain hazardous materials like asbestos, lead, PCB, and POL. The project will start next week through October 15th, for which access to the site will be restricted for safety reasons. There will be signs posted, and the access roads will be closed, so anyone requesting access for official purposes will need to contact AHNA Global. And the main contact on site will be Nathan Stevens at 907-343-9269, and this information is going to be available on the signs as well. And this is actually the first phase of the cleanup effort, and it is done in collaboration between the Bureau of Indian Affairs and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Anyone requesting more information about the project can also contact me for more information at 543-1004. Thank you.
Thanks. That's
Thank
all
you
from,
so much for calling in.
Yeah, that's all from Fish and Wildlife. Any questions or things you'd like some more information on?
No. All right, Grady, do we have any other callers on the line?
Thanks, Ray. Yes, we do. We are ready to talk to Mary from Bethel. Mary, you're on the line.
Hello.
Good morning, Mary.
Hello.
Good morning, Mary. Hi. You're on the air.
Yeah, this is, I'm calling from Bethel. I live at Lulu Heron Apartments, which is, serviced by ABCP, and I do have like a lot of concerns. I don't know the apartment manager here at Lulu Heron. Just about every day I get threatening memos from her. And every time I report this to, like, public safety or to ABCP, nothing gets done. Instead, I get more threats. And that's not how it should be. And here, like, people rarely wear masks, and people pick on their noses and their mouths, and they will wash their hands. And that's not helping. But, and then, like, when we get constant threats for eviction, that's not helping what we're trying to do to avoid getting coronavirus. And I cannot see why every time I call, I'm told there's nothing they can do. That's negligence. And so I sure would appreciate it if the apartment manager would stop threatening me, and ABCP in housing, the housing authority, if they would stop telling me that I'm going to be evicted. That's not right. And their purpose is to help people up the region, but they're neglecting their duties and responsibilities. And that's not right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in, Mary.
I have an email that I could read.
All right.
So it's a tiny bit long, and throughout it, I'm going to make sure to let the listeners know that these are the words of the emailer. This is an email titled, Jalista Shareholders Want a Say in Donlin Gold Development. Our lives and who we are is defined by the land that we come from, says the writer. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta may be remote and seemingly cut off from the world, but that is what makes it so special. Our geography is what has enabled our people to continue to live many of our traditional ways while blending modern ways of life steeped in tradition, thousands of years old. We also realize that amid the turbulence of the time we are living in, during the pandemic and climate change, our lands provide us and give us security in knowing that we can still find the food that we need if supply chains are disrupted. This is what makes us feel prosperous in ways that mean so much more than financial wealth. It has been difficult to witness since the inception of the regional corporations how Jalista Corporation has chosen corporate standards over values of our people in the Yukon-Kuskokwim region, the writer writes in. There are times when a corporate board needs to consider the wants and needs of shareholders over fiduciary gain, says the writer, especially when a board decision stands to alter the land, our natural food source, to the point that our foods may no longer be safe to eat. Angsco was a settlement meant to serve as reparations, but it was also meant to be a means of assimilation. Just because this corporate model was given to us does not mean that we cannot reshape it into a vision that best serves our native ways. Shareholders are concerned about the leadership of our regional corporation. Last winter, a letter signed by 300 women in the region was sent to Jalista Board expressing their concerns about environmental impacts of the way of life in relationship with salmon would be affected. Regrettably, no attention seemed to be paid. We are concerned about the mine because we do not see how our lives will change drastically if the mine is built. We are concerned about the voices of our people being lost under the guise of corporate fiduciary responsibility. Remember, please, Jalista Corp board members, your responsibility is to your shareholders, who are your people, and we hold our traditions and our value much higher than the investments that stand to undermine our way of life. I'm going to take a caller. Nikolai?
Yes, sounds good. All right, so the numbers to call are 907-543-5985, 907-543-2756, or 1-800-995-8954. And Grady, whenever you're ready, we're ready for the caller.
Yeah, we have Herman Morgan calling for a rebuttal. Go ahead, Herman.
Good morning, Herman.
Yeah, good morning. I called twice, but I had to do a follow-up on those two people who called after me. You know, some are saying the reason they're scaring everybody with the corona or they're trying to keep the lockdown because of this upcoming election, and they're saying sorry, that other caller said everybody should go vote, Trump go vote, go Biden vote right now, and they're using that. Because mail-in voting is, a lot of times they're using for fraud. They go collect, the Democratic Party, they go collect ballots, and they convince people who to vote for. So when you vote, remember about your permanent fund, how you could have get over $3,000 or $15,000, $20,000 per family. Because our current representative, Tiffany, I was watching her on, Alaska Information, she tell all them guys that everybody at their meeting say they go ahead and take their permanent fund, and that's not right. But you ought to vote for her opponent, because they're using this corona thing to get back in power. So it's all over the news about how much fraud. And, you know, Ray and that lady, they should ask Bethel and Kalskag to use some of that money to fix the sewer problem. So they would have to pump the sewer into the river. And that bother should be doing a study. How much of that sewer is killing minnows? That's important to our health, and that's what that money should be used for. But that's what I was going to say, but think about those. Be careful who you vote for. Use that money to help us, to help our people in real ways, and not so much in non-profits. And like an anchor, they're getting $35 million to nonprofits. A lot of them with high salary, and they should be given to businesses, and it should be happening right here. But, you know, don't be scared about this virus. You know, some people are using it. Be careful who you vote for. Think of your kids. They need that money before more than the people who are trying to do this to us. Okay, thank you. I had to do that follow-up, but they got to do something about that sewer. And I was wondering if you ever find out what's happened with all these worms. He said he would do a study. Ray said he would. We need help out here where people are hurting and hurt even more about this virus and what they're doing to us. Okay, thank you all. Have a good weekend.
All right, thank you, Herman.
Well, the phone lines are open, Nikolai. 543-5985, 543-2756, or 1-800-995-8954. I'm also watching the emails at radio@kyuk.org, and we're just a few minutes away from a break. Yeah. Nikolai?
Yep, I'm still here. So I was looking at the LKSD website after Bobby called in a while ago, and the LKSD has published their Smart Start plan. And so the LKSD.org is the website, and on August 6th, yesterday, they updated on the details of Smart Start and their plan with how they're going to go through with the school year. And Bobby, and for anyone else who is wondering, LKSD has their phone number on their website is 907-543-4800. And it would be worthwhile, like, if you're looking for any kind of clarifications, if you have any questions. And I know that LKSD was also doing a survey for all of their families to ask, to kind of evaluate each home on their accessibility to website and things like that, or to internet, I'm sorry, their access to internet. Because I know that that was a problem when coronavirus first started impacting public schools. So give them a call or visit their website at lksd.org. And I'm sure that, you know, when you're in LYSD, upriver, in Antioch or in Akachuk, you could do a Google search for your public school there as well. And I'm sure that they have information posted on there. So we'll be back after the break.
Give us a call, 543-5985, 543-2756, or 1-800-995-8954. I'm watching those calls during the break as well. Get up and wash your hands.
TalkLine is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during TalkLine may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Has your business been impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic? You may be eligible for financial assistance through the Bethel Business Recovery Grant Program established by the City of Bethel's CARES Act funding. This non-competitive grant was developed by the City of Bethel and Bethel Community Services Foundation to help our local business sector recover and adapt for the future. Apply by August 10th through a simple application process. To learn more about the grant program, visit bcsfoundation.org or call BCSF at 543-1812. This message sponsored by BCSF.
One of the best ways to help prevent the spread of the coronavirus is to keep it clean by frequently washing your hands for at least 20 seconds. Another is to keep it safe by wearing a face mask when you are near other people. Also, keep your distance by avoiding crowds and maintaining good social distancing of at least 6 feet when around others. If you develop symptoms such as persistent cough, a fever, loss of taste or smell, or difficulty breathing, call the Bethel Family Clinic at 543-3773 to arrange a coronavirus screening. That's 543-3773. Bethel Family Clinic reminds you to keep it clean, keep it safe, and keep your distance. These simple steps may save your life or that of a loved one. This message is brought to you by Bethel Family Clinic.
All right, everyone. This is Nikolai Joke with Talk Line this morning on KYUK. And as I understand it, we have a caller on the line, Father Mark. Mark?
Hi, yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to, I'm going to call as a result of listening to a previous caller who, hang on, I have to change how my phone is. It's giving me feedback. There, I had my phone on speakerphone. That was a mistake. A previous caller who kind of read, I think, was reading a long list of accusations against people who are practicing social distance and wearing face masks and all that sort of thing. And I don't want to argue with that person, but I do think it's important for everyone to feel encouraged to continue to be responsible in how we respond to the threat that we're all facing. So I just wanted to say that it is a responsible way of living to do what is necessary to protect the community. And people can have different opinions about what is appropriate to protect the community, but that's really what we're trying to do. There's also sometimes an argument against people feeling fearful. And, you know, fear is a positive feeling. Fear is a feeling that helps us to be alert and in times of danger and to be ready to do what's necessary. And so fear is not a bad thing, is it? Now, sometimes someone can people accuse others of living in fear, which I suppose they mean by that being paralyzed and being afraid to do anything. But if fear motivates us to do what is necessary, to do what is right, to do what will help us all survive and to thrive and to live fulfilled lives together, when fear motivates us to do those things, then fear is a positive feeling, isn't it? So I just want to encourage people who might have listened to what that previous caller said and to wonder if they're doing the right thing. I just want to say, yes, if you're living responsibly, if you're taking care of yourself, if you're doing what's necessary to protect others around you and to protect yourself, you're doing the right thing.
Thank you so much for that call.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Father Mark. And that's what this show is about. When you hear the introduction about encouraging good dialogue, constructive dialogue. So, Grady, do we have callers on the line?
Yes, we have Evelyn from Bethel. Evelyn, you're on talk line.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you, Father Mark. But I was going to thank everyone and reassure everyone that all these rules and regulations are made for everyone's safety. And we're just so blessed to be here in Alaska during this time of the year with all the fish and berries, everyone being able to go out and enjoy our beautiful God-given gifts of fish and berries and gathering in fresh air and our wonderful people. I just want to let everyone know that we're all in this together, and there's a time and a place for everything. And our dear Alaska has been through influenza and tuberculosis, which village is wiped out. So it's a historical factor that these things do happen. And people are so affected, and everyone should know and respect each other's values. We were created with our rules from our universal God who created us for during this time. And I think we're all related to Noah's Ark anyway, and everyone is conscious of each other as being neighbors and friends, especially in our beautiful community. And with school opening up, it's heartening because we all look forward to school. Homeschooling is has always been part of it, or small classes like how we've had to be all through school and the territorial and log school and old days, one-room high school, with one senior near the window and the rest, as the class got bigger, toward the middle room classroom. But everyone respected, and Bethel was, we had to, people respected and kept Bethel clean, had clean up, green up, and curfews, you know, to help monitor the kids and whatever follow-ups. And then in classes, if you're a teacher, you set the values and set the rules. And it's scary for kids to start school. Others, it's more you're ready to go. But little rules like all this no bullying and whatever, you know, everybody has to respect one another. And encourage healthy activities such as sports and music and stories and have positive, you know, arts and recreation. And so with saying that, I just wanted to add that our cultural heritage is a beautiful one here. Everyone is open. And there was no prejudice, and everyone accepted each other, religious or otherwise. Everyone just accepted each other, and that's one of the things we have to learn, that we're out and care for each other, love each other, we're concerned, we share and share our joys and love and laughter and sorrows and the pain of parting that happens, but we know again that this is not the end. It might be just the beginning of a new life right after this. So God has put us on this earth for a reason. So have a good life, a good day, and know you are loved. And all of us, he takes care of all of us. We are his children. And we thank him. And I just wanted to share that with everyone, that know you are loved, and we are all sharing this time together. And thank you for hearing me. And Swampy sends his regards. We're going to be sharing our 61st anniversary in the middle of next week. Can you believe we've been in this town that long? I can't believe it. And he blames me for this pandemic coronavirus. I said, yes, I know it's all my fault. That's my big joke. And anyway, he sends his love and regards to everyone and the VFW and the whole community, all you buddies of his out there. God bless you.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you very much. Have a good day. God bless you.
Me too. Happy anniversary. That's amazing.
Thank you. I can't believe it. We're not as lively and jolly as we were when we were young and crazy, but we sure enjoyed it ourselves, this community. We had a lot of great times in this small town. Love you. God bless you. Have a great day.
Thanks for calling in. Have a good weekend, Evelyn.
She sure has me fooled. I say that she sounds just as energized as ever. I didn't know her before. You know, on the line we have Yvonne Waska.
Good morning, Yvonne.
Good morning, Nicholas. And I second the motion on those two callers. Yeah, don't take risks. Those that take risks, I see them on national TV, and I believe you did too. And when they get it, they barely make it, or they don't, period. It's that dangerous. I think those of you that are following the precautions, wearing masks and 6 feet apart, and I think the businesses also, and those that do take risks, they work in the grocery stores, post office, hospitals. I thank those for keeping us going, and it's that coronavirus is dangerous, deadly, period. And I don't believe taking risks. There's those that follow directions and those that don't. And seeing is believing. I seen him on TV, and if you've got, if there's nothing wrong with your eyes, you could also look at the bets and all that. And it's in black and white, and it's right there. Risks? Nah, I ain't taking risks, and I don't want anybody to do that too. But in closing, Nikolai, I remember a moose hunter last year advising us to use our kill switches from our outboard. The driver of the boat, please connect your kill switch to your body or your wrist. I hit an underwater obstruction, and these modern outboards are powerful. They're not going to, even if you have your tilt on, they ain't going to tilt. They're going to veer left or right. Whichever way they turn, you're going with their momentum. And everybody else in the boat, the tether switch should not go on your ignition key or wrap it around a throttle like me. So I learned the hard way, but I remember that hunter, and it's in the owner's manual, that red tether switch should be connected to the driver of the boat, even on snow machines. But safe hunting, and wear your PFDs, and when you do see a moose, look with binoculars. It don't take that long, and make sure it's a moose, because humans do look like game. Okay, good morning. And Gwen, our KYK, and thanks for being there, and thanks for giving my opinion.
Hey, thank you for calling in, Yvonne. I love the tips you give every week. Last week it was about a plastic bag or a piece of cloth up on a pole, just to alert other boaters. So I do appreciate the tips that you give every week. I do believe that they do save lives. And yeah, like another caller said, wear your life jackets.
Next caller, so, Herman from Bethel.
Brady, do you have another caller?
Next caller, Herman from Bethel. You're on talk line.
Hello? Can you hear me?
It's cutting in and out on my end. I hope it's
go ahead, Herman. Go ahead, Herman. You're on talk line.
It's Howard.
Sorry, Howard. Go ahead, Howard.
Yeah, I'm starting to hear a lot of things about people eating fish and getting these allergy reactions. I don't know if some of this, maybe from that Japanese earthquake. A lot of pollution is coming up towards our coast now. And even the fish, they're starting to have pus on them. And some are going to have fins. The top fins are missing. So just want to make aware to people that there is that pollution that's in the water, and you should be very careful of how and what you should do with it. I would put the fish in the ground, not in the water, because that's putting it right where everybody eats, you know, fish from the river. So, and I appreciate this phone call, letting me call, and everybody be careful and be safe. Thank you.
All right, thank you. And Grady, do you have any other callers on the line right now?
No, no one right now. I'm sorry about messing up his name, though. Things are going fast and loose over here at the station. Feel free to call in 543-5985, 543-2756, or 1-800-995-8954. Someone's calling in now. I'll be back in a sec.
Cool. And we were talking a little bit about LKSD and the public school systems, starting with a few days a week of the kids being in school physically and then doing distance learning for the rest of the week. And I'd be interested in hearing about some of the reactions from parents on how they plan on how they plan on life with kids being at home a few days a week and the childcare situation. So I'd be interested in hearing that. So please feel free to call in.
Joining us on Talk Line now, Michelle DeWitt from BCSF. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. Hi, Nikolai. Hi, Grady. Hey, I'm calling in today to talk a little bit about another aspect of the CARES Fund, and that is the Nonprofit Relief and Response Grant Program. So earlier I heard Nikolai discussing the grants to individuals and households, which is awesome, being administered at TWC for people who've been impacted economically by COVID-19. And then Kate called in and talked about the business grants that the City of Bethel is administering, which has a deadline of this coming Monday. And then we've got the next wave of programming with the city's CARES money, and that is the Nonprofit Relief and Response Grants Program. So two key deadlines for nonprofits to consider. The first is August 17th at 5 p.m. That's the deadline for what we're calling the Relief and Recovery Program. It is not competitive. It is open to any TAC 501-style organization, so C3s and other, and you can find the whole list in the guide on our website. And as long as the entities meet the eligibility criteria, they will receive relief funding from that pot of money. So August 17th at 5 p.m. for that, and again, any, you know, tax-exempt 501 organization, full list available in the guide on the website. The second opportunity for nonprofits is the response program, and that program is competitive. The most you can ask as a nonprofit from that program is $100,000, and that is to adapt and form creative solutions to achieve missions during the COVID-19 crisis up through December. So whereas the first program I described is more about relief and recovery, the second one, the response, is more around adaptation and creative solutions to better respond and move forward in the context of COVID-19. And that deadline is August 24th at 5 p.m. Nonprofits can apply to both. There's no problem with that. But people should be mindful that these two deadlines are coming up, the 17th for the non-competitive and the 24th for the response, which is competitive. And more information can be found at bcsfoundation.org. You can call us at 543-1812, and we'll be happy to answer any questions. And we have a comprehensive guide on that website in which we can email out if people need that.
Hey, thanks so much.
All right. Hey, thanks, guys. And, again, this is made possible with CARES funds that came through the City of Bethel. So multiple levels of assistance for businesses, nonprofits, and households and individuals in our community right now. Thanks, everybody, and have a great day.
You too. Thank you, Michelle. Do we have any other callers?
No one's on the deck right now, but there's time to get in the line. 543-5985, 543-2756, or 1-800-995-8954.
Yeah, and when Michelle was talking about some of the deadlines, one deadline came to mind. As of Wednesday, the August 5th declaration of candidacy filing period for Bethel City Council opened up, and that deadline is on August 20th. So more information on their website if you're interested in public service. They have a few openings on the city council, and that information can be found at cityofbethel.org. And the information from their website, the phone number to call there is 543-2047.
We have another caller. It's Willie Keppel from Quinhawk.
Good morning, Willie.
Good. Nice, blustery fall day. Feels like season should already be open.
Yes, sir.
Oh, thought maybe we'd lost you. Seems like phones are going in and down here today. Anyway, I wanted to call and give everybody a little history on the PFD. Back before the pipeline days, before we started having oil flowing down it, state budget used to be in the neighborhood of about 176 $176 million a year. $176 million. That's what the entire state ran on. Then they had the land leases, and we got a windfall of $900 million, and the state was rich, 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 rich. We still had the 176 or so billion-dollar budget, but the legislators in 2 years completely spent $900 million. That's when Jay Hammond, Senator Jack Coghill, one of the signers of the state constitution out of Fairbanks, they go, whoa, this is a bad idea letting legislators have control of all the money. There's where the idea of the PFG came in, and that's where it became a 50 split. 50 for the people, 50 for the legislators. And we have legislators running around today telling you that they need all of the money. And nothing could be further from the truth. They're using your portion, which never was a budget item for 40 years. Now they want to budget you that money, your money. They want to budget your money. We have a $1.2 billion deficit from last year's legislature. Think before you vote. That's all I have to say. The PFD is what's keeping the villages alive. We have village stores that are in desperation to collapse because there's no cash influx. It's destroying the economy by stealing the PFDs. People don't have boats, don't have motors. You better be filling your fuel tank. You, instead of going that extra 20 miles for berries, put that extra money into your fuel tanks. There's no PFD coming in October. Buy your kids Christmas presents now. Think long and hard about how your money should be spent by the government. That's what I got. You guys have a good day. Stay safe out there.
Hey, thanks so much for calling in, Willie.
Yeah. Hey,
Grady, do we have any callers on the line?
No, sir.
Okay.
Do you know, I don't know the status, but Diane will be here next week, I imagine?
I don't know either.
I was hoping she might call in with a tundra flower report. You know, the tundra changes, and you know better than I, the tundra changes every week, and I get such a kick out of hearing what new developments are happening out there. I know that the blackberries are coming into season, is that right?
They are, yeah. And that's one of the berries that I don't like picking because it's so much work. And, you know, I draw the line at blueberries. You know, I pick a few blueberries, but not that much because it is a lot of work. I like salmon berries because they fill my bucket up so much quicker. but, yeah, from the looks of social media, my friends on there, you know, sharing all of their berry stories. It's a healthy harvest this year. There's a lot of berries. We didn't have the summer that we had last year, which was horrendously hot. And I know that a lot of people went out and, including myself, I went out and bought an air conditioner thinking that, you know, we're going to have another hot winter, and people were saying it's going to get hotter and hotter. So, of course, you know, just to be honest, out and got an air conditioner, but thankfully we haven't had to use it. And we're getting to the part of the summer where everything's cooling off and there's a lot of rain now. You know, the elders always talked about when the silver salmon hit is when all the rain starts. So people are getting silvers upriver, you know, where the water runs clear. My family's been up there for a couple times, and it's a lot of fun up there, you know, to be able to see clear water, you know, living down here in the part of the Delta where the river is very muddy, very murky. It's always fun to go up river and see where you could actually see the schools of salmon moving around. So, yeah, it's very pretty up there. The rolling hills and the mountains, and they actually have trees. So, yeah. Anyway,
lots of good calls. Lots of good calls today as we're wrapping up the show. I was looking through the list here. Lots of people concerned about either whether your response is out of caution or out of vigilance, or whether your response is independence, people concerned about responses to COVID concerns. And, of course, lots of deadlines approaching for applying for funding. No one should be humble. We should all be applying for as much funding as we can apply for, only so that we can weather the storm and also prepare for the future. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, for sure. And I think a lot of people get the definition of humility, of being humble, wrong. It has nothing to do with humiliation. It just has to do with living the truth. And so, you know, the truth is that this pandemic really has financial impacts and other impacts within our lives. And so anything that we could do to alleviate different factors of what this pandemic has done in our lives, we should be able to step up and, you know, do those for ourselves and for our families, for our businesses.
You know what I'm thinking is that, like, just like when we wear the masks and we're doing that to, like, help others, if you're a business or an individual that's been impacted by COVID-19 and you don't pursue some funding that'll help you, you're not helping the larger community. Like, all of us benefit from your remuneration. When you're the impact of the pandemic is mitigated for you, it's mitigated for all of us.
Yeah, for sure. And if that money is sitting there and it's not being used, you know, that creates a problem as well. So you said it right.
Well, we got about 30 seconds left, Nikolai. You want to say your goodbyes to the folks out there?
Yeah, I want to thank everyone for joining us today on Talkline. And just like the little statement before the show begins and at the end of each break, this is a platform. This is made possible by KYUK. And, you know, thank you, KYUK, for filling the airwaves with such good, useful information, and for people who are engaged enough and care enough to call into this show and help spread information. And Yvonne, I can't thank you enough for your little tips that save lives. And so thank you so much for joining me today on Talkline. We will be back next week. Hopefully Diane will be back to run the show. And thank you, Grady. Have a good weekend, everyone. Be safe.